Today's scripture's reading is from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I'm thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Roselle. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Rosita. As you have heard, the children at the Kids Bible Adventure Week have been learning how Jesus changes lives, particularly Peter's life. And the theme was on fire. And we began the week thinking about just a small sputtering flame, just a small spark that when Peter first met Jesus, and how throughout the week, at the very end of the week, Peter was sent out with all the other Christians to share the good news of Jesus. And so that small spark had now become like a raging fire. And through different stories in the Gospels, in the book of Acts, the children learnt how Jesus changed Peter's life. James is going to come and give you a brief overview of how the week went. And then Nieves will share briefly of one way that God spoke to her. And after that, my wife Catherine will come and share an illustration that helps put this all together of how Jesus changes our lives. James, thank you.
All right. Good morning. Okay. On day one, the first story was from Luke chapter 5. Jesus, after teaching by a lake, approached a tired fisherman who had been out fishing all night and had caught nothing. Jesus told him to go out into deep water and try again. So the tired fisher went out and caught such a massive haul of fish that he needed the help of other fishermen and boats to bring it all in. What was his reaction, do you think? Joy? "I am rich," he said. No. No, he fell to his knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." He knew that Jesus was not an ordinary man. He knew that Jesus was someone special. That fisherman was Peter, and the spark was lit. On day two, we showed how the fire grows. This story was from Matthew 14. Jesus' disciples had all gotten in a boat and begun to cross a lake when they were hit by a storm. Now Jesus had stayed behind to pray, but when the storm hit, he immediately went out to join his disciples. He did this by walking on water to approach them. Now they were terrified by what they saw, but we also see the burning fire of faith in one of them as Peter reaches out a hand to Jesus, and for a moment, he also walks on water. Day three was from John chapters 13 and 18 to 20. It was a tough day for the kids because this is where the fire sputters. Jesus is betrayed at the hands of Judas, and Peter, Jesus' special apostle, denies even knowing who Jesus is three times. We know that Peter felt utter despair in that moment when the rooster crowed. Then Jesus is crucified. The teacher was dead, the disciples scattered, and it seemed that hope had been destroyed. The fire was gone. But the story on this day is not over yet. You see, we left a cliffhanger, the empty tomb. Day four takes us to the Gospel of John chapter 21. We find ourselves back on a beach in a familiar story of fishermen who had worked all night and caught nothing. Well, then they hear a voice saying, "Try throwing your nets on the other side." Well, they did. And imagine their surprise when their net got so full it broke, or almost broke. But that was nothing compared to the moment they realized that voice belonged to Jesus. After a meal of freshly caught fish, Peter goes for a walk with Jesus and is restored. He is given the task of feeding Jesus' sheep. The fire is burning brightly again, and we know it will never go out. Finally, we are at day five, and the fire spreads. We took stories from Acts 3, 9, and 12. Now we are hearing stories about Peter sharing the gospel and doing incredible things. healing the lame, raising the dead, and an amazing prison escape. The fire had spread and would continue to do so. In fact, that fire burns today in the hearts of believers throughout the world. We are living testimony to that fact.
Okay, the part that spoke to me was the first day when in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, let down the nets for a catch." So, personally, I sense that Jesus is calling me still to follow him. But there are things that's keeping me from following him fully. So when Simon Peter answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." This pierced my heart, as if Jesus is asking or calling me to do the same thing. He said, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." If I am to follow Jesus in order to be his disciple, what am I willing to let down for him? My pride? My insecurities? My unforgiveness? Or the grudge? Power? Control? What is it? My own comfort? Even when my own reasoning goes against it. Then Jesus said to Simon in verse 10 and 11, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. And my prayer is that Jesus would give me the boldness and the courage to follow him like Peter did.
Good morning. One of the things we were trying to do this week is not just let the children hear the stories, but experience them. So, for example, we had an upper room with the table laid, and we took the children to have the Last Supper and gather round as we acted out the story. We made a big boat shape on the lawn, and we got in and out and trusted Jesus to help us walk on the water. On day three, we had told the story of Jesus dying for us. And we had an illustration that involved chalk and large buckets of water, which Andrea did. Now, chalk and large buckets of water we did outside. So I'm going to show you the illustration, but in a slightly different way. So if Callum would fill a jar half full of water. We started by talking about God making the world perfect, pure and clear like that water. But the world isn't perfect now. The truth is, we broke the world because we thought we knew better than God. Instead of letting God be our leader, we chose our own way. And that is sin. Sin is not letting God be our leader. And when we don't let God lead us, we make bad choices. And those are called sins. And those sins poison our lives. So they go all through our lives. and we can't take them back. We can't change them. When Jesus came to die, he took our sins. He took the record of our sins. He took the punishment for our sins, and it was nailed on the cross. Ingredient number two. So we can be forgiven because Jesus died for us. We wanted the kids to understand that Jesus actually washes away our sins. He makes us right with God. So as we add this, I'll let Callum put the lid on. And then we'll add the powder. And you can see the color of our sin is already fading away. As God is making us clean through Jesus. When we believe and trust who Jesus is and what he did on the cross, he washes our sin away, just like the color is disappearing completely. And not only are we free from our sins, we are made right with God, just as though we never sinned. And we welcome Jesus back as the leader of our lives. This is amazing news. Because of Jesus, our sins are gone, and we can live as friends of God. Thank you.
And so many of us have experienced this in our own lives, of saying yes to Jesus. And by his death upon the cross, it's not substances like this that clean us. It's his very blood that cleanses us as he dies upon the cross for us. Our sins are forgiven, and we are clean. We're free, and we're brought into the relationship with a holy God whom we can know personally. Let's respond to this by singing a song. I have decided to follow Jesus. And then we'll gather round the Lord's table together. I have decided to follow Jesus. Let's stand together and sing. Thank you.
To follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Please be seated. Deciding to follow Jesus and no turning back. As we gather around this, the Lord's table, He is the one who invites us here. He is the one who calls us to decide for Him. And we remember what He did for us, as we've seen illustrated, as the children at our Kids Bible Adventure Week learned during this week. Jesus paid the price for us. His body was given for us. His blood was shed for us. And on that evening before He was betrayed, He met with His disciples together and had that last supper. And in the course of that meal, He took bread and He broke it and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Eat of it in remembrance of me." We're going to hear a prayer of thanks for the bread. Thank you.
Excuse me for taking a little bit of time, but old age is catching up to me. And however, shall we just bow in prayer? Our Father, as we reach out to take what is essentially a symbol of Thy love for us, may we be conscious of Thy presence in a way we have never experienced it before this day. As we remember that You stand at the door of our hearts, that You wait for us to open it, then we must remember that as the Roman soldiers were driving the nails through Your hands, someone heard what they thought was a little prayer when they heard, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So as we touch and handle things unseen, may we become deeply conscious of Thy will for us. Amen.
It's our custom here to wait until each person has been served, that as a sign of our common union in Jesus, we eat together. Thank you. "Take, eat, this do in remembrance of me," said the Lord Jesus. Amen. At the end of that supper, Jesus took a cup and made a declaration that would echo down through all of human history and on into eternity. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink of it in remembrance of me." And that cup would symbolize his blood shed upon the cross within just hours. And we, because of his death, are clean, forgiven, as we place our trust in Jesus. We will hear a prayer of thanks for the cup. Thank you, Eleanor.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We lift our voices to you and we praise you and we say hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave your life, shed your blood, and you rose again triumphantly, that we can be forgiven of our sins. Thank you for this wonderful, precious gift of salvation. We pray that you will renew and refresh our spirits today as we come around this communion table. Help us to meditate on the significance of coming together in remembrance of this great sacrifice you gave for us. Speak to our hearts, Lord. We pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
It is only through the shedding of blood that there might be the forgiveness of sins. And so Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, this very Son of God, God incarnate, took your sin and my sin and the sin of the whole world upon himself and bled and died. And on the third day he rose again from the dead, victorious, conquering death and evil itself, and thus gives us eternal hope, a relationship with the living God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, as we live in anticipation of that day when he will come again and we will be with him forever around his table celebrating. Therefore, with gratitude, together we drink. Amen.
Bless thee the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above.
It's that pause before the great day when Christ comes again. May you know the grace of God, the love of God, the fellowship of God's Spirit with you as we live for Jesus and go knowing that you are clean because he paid the price for you. Amen. Amen. Amen.